The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Well, good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's now 7:05. It's 46 this morning. A nice day in central Minnesota. Your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. News this hour brought to you by LFA. The Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal investigating a fatal house explosion in Princeton yesterday. The deputy sheriff says they received multiple 911 calls just before 4 in the morning of a possible explosion. Sheriff's deputies arrived on scene to find a single-family home that appeared to have exploded with a large debris field and partially on fire. A search of the debris field turned up two victims, 60-year-old Royce Krieger Jr. and 61-year-old Catherine Krieger. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. A family dog also found dead at the debris. The state fire marshal is on scene investigating to determine the cause of that explosion. Difficult decisions are on the horizon at St. Cloud State University. SCSU is facing a $5 million budget deficit in fiscal year 2024 after posing an $18 million deficit in fiscal 2023. Acting President Larry Lee has prepared a plan to balance the budget and is currently in negotiations with the faculty. The plan centers around SCSU and their 90 strongest academic programs, proposing to cut 46 major programs and 50 minor programs. In addition, a 13% faculty reduction will be matched with a 13% administrative reduction. Lee says he's confident the changes will make SCSU competitive for years to come.
We've been delivering exceptional experiences for 155 years, and it is through the process of readjustment and realignment and adaptation to students' current needs that we will ensure that we are delivering the same exceptional experiences 155 years from now.
A list of the program cuts available on our website at WJON.com. As road construction continues to ramp up, another project getting underway on Monday that will prompt a lengthy detour for drivers who use that corridor. Minnesota Department of Transportation resurfacing Highway 23 between Mille Lacs and Ogilvie. The project includes another other improvements like new shoulders and underground drainage structures. The 12-mile stretch will be done in two phases. The first phase will be from Bach to Ogilvie and will close the roadway until late June. Drivers will be rerouted via Mille Lacs County Road 24 to Kanabec County 26 to Highway 42nd. The second phase will be from early July to late August. The detour will be via Mille Lacs County Road 2 to County Road 4 to County Road 1. The entire project will be from 105th Avenue in Mille Lacs to the Groundhouse River east of Ogilvie. It's scheduled to be all completed by late October. A new Minnesota coalition is urging the fishing tackle companies to stop making lead jigs, lures, and other products. John Mobeck of the National Loon Center says lead is threatening our water resources and wildlife.
And lead in tackle, which can be consumed by loons through a variety of ways, is lethal for loons. It's similarly so for swans. It's just a really bad thing to have in the food chain.
The Lindy Tackle Company signed a pledge to phase out manufacturing of lead products over the next 3 years. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says an estimated 25% of adult common loon deaths are due to lead poisoning. Oak Ridge Early Learning Center will celebrate the end of its school year with the annual Big Truck Night on Thursday, tomorrow. The event will have all sorts of hardworking trucks for kids and family members to see, along with a bounce house, music, and more. Oak Ridge Principal Julia Berkey says it's a chance for the kids to explore the big vehicles.
So it's interactive, so families can, you know, talk to the drivers, kids can get in the cabs of the vehicles, some of the people will have, you know, information or trinkets to pass out. You know, law enforcement likes to talk about safety. And then it's just a chance for kids, you know, to check out the big equipment up close.
Berkey says Big Truck Night is all about connecting Oak Ridge families with the community. It's part of the school district's initiative for parent connection events. The event is free to attend for kids of Oak Ridge and their families. WJON News Time's coming up on 7:10. It's 46 right now. News this hour brought to you by LFA, and I have your WJON Weather Eye forecast on the way next.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and for Foley, sunny skies and 73. Wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. The outlook tonight, mainly cloudy, 44 overnight. Wind northeast at 10 to 15. Tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, 62 for a high, and northeast wind at 10 to 15. In the extended forecast on Friday, partly cloudy and 70. Saturday, of course, for the fishing opener, partly cloudy and 70. That doesn't sound too bad to be out in the water. And then on Sunday for Mother's Day, a slight chance of a scattered storm, otherwise 74 on Sunday for Mother's Day. WJON News Time's coming up on 712, and it's 46 right now. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download our free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, what's coming up at 7:30?
Going to feature another one of the community dancers in this year's Dancing with Our Stars event. We're going to learn about Deborah Lee and the charity that she's dancing for coming up at 7:30 this morning.
All right, Jim, thank you. 7:12, 46 degrees coming up next on WJON. I'll be joined by Star Tribune sports columnist Jim Suhan. Jim, today brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.